this. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, Real Ass Podcast, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, White Power.
Just let it hang in the air.
What?
Just let it hang in the air.
Yeah, let it hang in the air. A little White Power. Yeah. It's an all-white show again. What's going on, Caitlin?
Hi, how are you?
Mookie.
Am I supposed to hear something in these headphones?
Oh, my God. Oh, don't even get me started.
Because I don't.
Why? Why wouldn't the headphones be tested?
There we go. Now I'm in there.
All right, at least it was fixed very quickly. Should have been tested, though. Was that a Shannon issue or a Harrington issue? Can we have a thing at the end of every show where whoever makes more mistakes gets beaten by me or something?
That's fine. I'm the producer of the show, so I'll take the hit. It's my fault.
Everything's your fault.
Honestly, it is,
right. Everything's your fault, technically.
You're right. I'm saying that, yes.
Should just guess what we were saying the whole time.
Yeah. I didn't want to get anyone in trouble, man.
You're like, yeah, black
I didn't mean
people.
To start some shit.
No, Mookie. You should say something. If you see anything going wrong in this fucking studio, you tell me.
If you see something, then, say something. That's a good policy.
Exactly. That's a good idea. That's a did you make that up?
Yeah. Just
write that down on the board. Write that.
Yeah.
Harrington, write that on the board. If you see something, say something. Thank you. In the blue marker, because I want it to stand out. Thank you very much. Harrington's on fucking thin ice right now. It's the only time
that ice is gonna break.
Yeah, it was the only time the word thin and Harrington have been used in the same sentence. You fat fuck, I hate you so much. He's been fucking up so much, it's crazy. I don't want to get into to why, but Harrington is on very, very thin ice. A lot of the responsibilities are gonna be. Was he writing it? Oh, his handwriting is so bad.
What happened with him last night?
Why do you write like a serial killer?
Louis, you got really pissed at him last night and kicked him off the DJ. I didn't see what happened, though.
Wow. Oh, my God, dude, because he doesn't know what he's doing. So instead of saying, hey, dude, I don't know what I'm doing, he wants to he's a tryhard. And being a tryhard is not a bad thing. Being a tryhard means you're trying hard to get shit done. He just doesn't have the ability to get shit done. So he comes out, and then it becomes it's a big fuck, and it fucks up my life. So then it's like, you feel bad because he's like, dude, I work so hard. Why are you yelling at me and hitting me? And I'm going like, dude, you're fucking up my life because you can't just pull back a little bit and go, hey, dude, I'm not prepared to fucking DJ a roast battle.
Yeah. You got to know your limitations.
Not many people are prepared to DJ a roast battle.
No.
Eighth most important person on the show.
Yeah. It's really difficult to push those buttons.
You know, I'm not going to get upset. Harrington, fine. I'm just letting you know. Don't fuck up today. And Shannon, very good attitude, taking the fucking fall for Harrington's stupidity. I appreciate that. That was incredible of you. It's a hot chick. All right. So, look, we have a great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is the Real Ass Morning Show. This is the closest we've started to 11.
Nice. Yeah. Congrats.
Guys, we're fucking making progress right here.
That's awesome.
We have a live studio audience today that have joined us.
Yeah. They're
a couple
freaking,
thousand people.
They're freaking the fuck out, man.
They're fucking losing their shit. Their titties are in the air.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, here, take this t-shirt cannon. Shoot some t-shirts. Don't put it on camera. It's a liability. I don't want him to see he's shooting them off camera. All right, give me that t-shirt cannon back under the table. Thank you very much. You know, guys, the video aspect of the show really ruins a lot of the theater of the mind that we used to do. we used to be like a play on the show, but, you know, now you got a camera. It's very invasive.
A play, like Shakespeare, I mean.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. look, great show plan. Mookie Thompson, love having you on the show. You've been on the show once before?
No, not this show.
Never?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
First time, baby.
Wow. I always say that because if I forgot, because I didn't think you had been on the show, but if I had forgotten, this is how you get ahead in life. Because I'm a fucking asshole and I'm unlikable. So I need to use little tricks in life in order to get ahead. So what you guys just witnessed was me just pretending that I'd remembered him being on the show before. And we'd been around so much that it made sense.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was on the show. But had I said, oh, dude, you'd never been on the show. Welcome, first time. And then you were like, oh, dude, I've been on the show twice. Then everyone would have felt bad. And we would have projected that onto the audience. And they would have been like, ah, this stinks. Yeah. And then they would have shut down for the rest of the show.
I'm confused. Have I been on the show before?
Shit.
What's going on?
Years ago when I used to host the mic at the stand, every week I would forget that Mookie was white.
Yeah, me too, man.
He's got a pretty black name.
Yeah, it's a gift and a curse.
What is your real first name? They said it once in a roast battle.
My real first name is Steven. My dad's name is Steven, and I'm like Steven the Third. But they call me Mookie the day I was born. Like, they didn't know what they were going to name me. And so, like, I've literally been Mookie since I was born. I never lived the day as Steve.
Okay,
I don't even know the dude.
Right, it was pretty fun. Who was it? Was it Rosebud that roast battled?
No, Katie Hannigan. That was the moment I decided I should never roast battle again. once that fact came out, I was like, all right, I'm done.
Maybe Steven should though.
Yeah, he probably has a chance.
I don't know how she said it.
She just said this guy's name is Steve, that was it. I was like, I might as well have just went home. People lost their
shit. It was so funny. Fuck, dude. Well, happy to have you on the show, dude. Thanks, man. Show planned today. It's post Skankfest, the first show we've done since Skankfest. Monday's show, which was incredible, was live from Skankfest. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We also have back on the show. This is the second.
Yes, second time.
I knew that. Yeah. Nice. I knew that.
You got it.
Caitlin Rupert is back on the show. Yeah. Happy to have you back, Caitlin.
It's fun. I like being on the show.
I booked you on the show before Skankfest, and I'm happy to have you on the show because.
Because of what's happened.
Well, nothing's truly happened. I want to know what's happened.
I love gossip. I'm like all in the gossip at all times.
So I want to talk to you about the female feminist perspective.
Yeah.
On a lot of the things that are going on in this world today, and I like having females in here.
Russia?
Do you get offended when guys say female? That's fucking annoying. Girlfriend gets, she's like female. Oh, I hate that word. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, now I'm thinking, should I be like, fuck? I feel like I'm like not great at being a feminist sometimes. Like, I get in trouble all the time. So no.
You're hanging out here.
I'm hanging out here. For one, I'm friends with you. Like, yeah, they're like, God
not
damn
good,
it.
Not good.
Doesn't look good for me, but
Shannon, is female a bad thing? It is, right? It's considered bad right now, right?
That's my first time hearing that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a tonal thing. If you'd be like, man, I'm so sick of all these females.
Yeah, I think if that was the context, then you'd be like, no, that's.
But if you're being.
That sounds like something a real Mookie would say.
If you're being more scientific.
Steve would not. Mookie would.
Yeah, Steve would be more scientific.
Shannon, look that up. I think there's a thing today that feminists are getting annoyed about.
I think they don't like it because the word male is in it.
No.
No.
Like being female is just the alternative to being.
That was an old thing.
Well, welcome to life. Being a female, a male's going to be in it. Oh, come on, Mookie, right up there. Take that, feminism. All over your dumb fucking back. What? Shannon, what does it say? Does it say female's bad? It's bad, right?
When I looked it up, an article came up saying the 15 things you should never say to a woman. So I'm trying to
pull
see
it up. Pull them all up. I want to see what. I want to see how many things I've said to a woman.
Oh,
probably all of them.
Who is this by?
Way.
Who is this by? What?
It's a best life.
Best wife.
Best life.
A best life. All right. Let's see. You're not like the other girls. I'm sure we've all said that to a chick, right? Hey, girl, I'm a feminist.
Oh, that one is the fucking worst.
What?
Who the fuck would ever say that?
No, male feminist. It's a thing.
They say, hey, girl, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
If a guy claims to be a feminist, like if that's his thing, he's trying to fucking get into your butthole. I'm telling
you. And they're
you.
Also the fucking worst. Like, male feminists are the fucking worst. I hate them so much.
That really, I'm a feminist is really the Venn diagram of rapist and faggot.
Yeah.
It's kind of, feminism, they don't need guys. It's like FUBU, kind of, right? It's like for you, by you. You don't need dudes helping you out.
Well, you want agents on the other side as well, I guess, sort of. But you don't necessarily want them to be people that are identifying by being a male feminist. You want people to just behave accordingly.
Right.
And to act properly. Well, and I think we're all in agreement there. But then you move into these areas where you start to deconstruct people's words and the sentences and the things you're not supposed to say to a woman, and you start to look for microaggressions. Well, then it gets fucking batshit.
The moment you're identifying yourself as a male feminist, you're 100% guaranteed to be using it for something. Like, I like guys who, like, will say shit, and then you're like, oh, it's very feminist of you. And they're like, what?
What's a very feminist thing for a guy to say? What would be a thing that a guy would say? You'd be like, oh, shit, all right.
Let me get you a towel.
Nanette, Flix, and Chill.
But yeah, right there.
It works.
I really liked Nanette. That's a feminist thing for a guy to say right there.
Nobody liked Nanette. Come on. No.
Rupert, did you like Nanette? Let's see if she.
I love Nanette.
No, you didn't.
I fucking love Nanette.
Oh, Jesus.
I watched it twice.
Mookie, weed?
Yeah, sure.
You loved Nanette? You
watched it twice? Nanette, I couldn't get through it. I can't fully comment.
Well, I made this guy watch it that I'm half dating him, fucking him. But he insists he's a Trump supporter. So I'm like, I want to watch you watch Nanette.
Wow. He watched Nanette for you? It's going long distance. Yeah, sure.
I don't think he had a choice.
I watched about a third of it.
You didn't have a choice? What are you doing to this guy?
I watch it backwards. So it's about Indian. A lady who learns to laugh skinny. At a rape.
You should watch the whole thing, though. You should. No, I believe what happened. You shouldn't say whether you like it or not unless you've watched the whole thing, because that's shitty.
I'll tell you what happened. I watched a third of it, and then I realized I was watching It's Pat, the movie, and I was like, I'm not going to finish this. Thanks.
It's not, well, I mean,
it was mildly funny stand-up comedy for like the first 20 minutes.
Well, I think it's like any comic who kind of loses their shit on stage. It's like when Bill Burr is like having a fucking rant. Like, she's just ranting at the end. Like, she's
not right. It was brutal.
She goes.
It's not like that at all, though. Because when Bill Burr does that, it's hilarious.
But you guys, for one, you haven't watched the whole thing. And
I watched a lot of it. We trashed
a lot of it. You can't say you watched a lot of it.
We trashed the fuck out of it on Legion of Skanks.
Between the two,
we watched a lot of it, believe me.
We've seen almost the whole thing. Between the two of us.
Right, you could also watch 15 minutes of an hour piece and go, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to watch the whole thing.
Especially when everyone's saying it gets less funny as it goes
on. And also, I don't give a fuck that it's not funny. It's not my cup of tea. More power to you. If it's your cup.
I mean, that's fine. It's not your cup of tea.
Comedy is very subjective.
I do think you should watch the whole thing.
But the point that I'm making is nobody really gave a fuck that she had a Netflix special. She came out and trashed real comics for trying to be funny. That's why people got pissed off. This is the thing. Everyone's going like, you know, all these men are getting so pissed off because this beautiful piece of art exists. Nobody gives a fuck. Every Netflix special stinks. They all stink. Go down the fucking list. Dudes, chicks, feminists, they all fucking blow. They're not funny. And let me tell you something. The reason nobody gives a fuck and they all go by the wayside is because they're not doing interviews with feminist blogs going, you know what? All men are awful. And if you're a comedian and you're just trying to get laughs, you're not doing it the right way. That is fucking psychotic. Yeah. That's batshit. And for you to call out the entire comedy community, what she did was it's called reverse trolling. It's a new thing that I've noticed people do.
You didn't watch it, though. She doesn't do that. That's just what everybody's saying.
I'm not talking about her interview. I'm talking about the interview she did.
Okay.
And that's all I gave a fuck about. And she's reverse trolling, and it does relate to what I want to talk about today, because this is a new thing that I see happen that women do. They troll dudes, and then when the dudes say something mean back, they go, look, I'm being called a fat cunt right now. And you're like, well, just fucking don't say anything. What's the issue? Nobody would have given a fuck about Nanette. I'm telling you right now, that form of comedy exists in every night in every city in the country. There's people doing that type of comedy. Nobody gives a fuck, because it's just kind of, who gives? Do your thing. There's a lot of shitty comedy. There's puppet comedy. There's fucking comics that are doing impressions. But I want to get into all this, and I want to get your opinion on this, because I think it's all very relevant.
Because I wax and wane. I go other ways too.
No. You're here for a reason. Okay, we know that you're a good person, and deep down inside, you're not really a feminist. So, Shannon, we need a good plug song. What do we want to get? What do you think? We'll do one from you, Caitlin.
What do you mean? What's a plug?
Give me a song.
Song.
We play a song to do our plugs to.
Oh, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Soca lately. So Nyla Blackman.
Nyla Blackman.
Yeah, Blackman.
Nyla Blackman.
Like, any song by her is good.
Is that a white woman?
No, she's Trini.
Oh, okay.
Trini? Nice.
Trinidadian.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So Trinidadian.
Originally a man?
She's so fucking hot. Yeah.
What does that have to do with it? Why can't her music just speak for itself, you know? Why you gotta objectify her?
Because I like hot
that?
Women, all right?
Just that, girl, I'm a feminist, so when you say stuff like that, it really hurts my feelings.
See, there you go, inserting it just right. Just like a male feminist.
Just a lot.
I love her. She's so cute. Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine listening to this.
What, really?
Bill Cosby's playing the fucking... What is that called again? The
steel drum.
Steel drum.
You're supposed to be Puerto Rican. You've never listened to
Soca? What is that drum made of steel? Fucking fool. All
right, let's get the plugs. Mookie, what do you got to plug? What do you got coming up? Any podcasts? Any shows you want to plug?
Next Friday, I'm at the Secret Loft. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. Secret Loft. You can find it. Google it. Secret Loft Manhattan.
All right, turn this off. This gives me a fucking headache. You know...
What you get for asking me.
I feel like I'm lost in a third world country right now, and I need help.
Okay.
That's where that's bringing me to. Give me a little bit of
that song. Was upsetting.
Is it bringing you back home?
I mean, we need to come back to America. Let's go to AC/DC. Highway to Hell. There we go. Well, let's get back to America. That was a lot. Okay. You know, what do you want me to say? I get it. You're trying to be in touch with your fucking inner black woman or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Black man.
Black man. You're inner black man. There we go. Come on. White power, guys. Let's get back in this.
Wait, do I have to talk right after you said white power? White power. Someone else go first. White power.
Guys, it's irony. I'm a Puerto Rican man saying white power. Get it?
Yeah.
Makes it okay.
Deep irony. Come on, Zach. You get it?
You got to get
you're
on board.
Half white.
Oh, wow. The truth comes out.
Nobody told me that. Jeez.
Caitlin Rupert, what do you got to plug?
Oh, so I'm at the Lodge in Woodstock on the 28th at, I think, like 8 o'clock. And I'm supposed to be launching a podcast soon called Is It In? But our producer got fired from the creek, so... Or without a home.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian's working here at Gas Digital now.
I know. I was like, hey, man, how about you, like, ask about doing the podcast? And he's like, I don't have fucking time for this shit, Caitlin. And I'm like, all right, Brian. Wow. You're doing great as a producer. Thanks for this.
Yeah, yeah. No, Brian, we just hired Brian. Brian's great. Brian's a man.
No, I like Brian.
Is It In? What's the concept of the podcast?
It's a bunch of dudes asking us, and sometimes women asking us.
Think you put it in?
Yeah. No, well, asking us questions about sex. Because we did, like, it's me and Sarah Hartshorn, who was on America's Next Top Model, and we decided that, like, well, at the end of my mic, we would ask questions to, like, let guys ask us questions.
Sarah Hartshorn?
Hartshorn.
Is she a comic?
Yeah. Super hot.
Hartshorn.
I
banged America's Next Top Model chick once.
Oh, did you? Was it Sarah?
No.
But, yeah, the questions we get are pretty fun. Like, you know, guys will ask, like, what was my favorite? There was a guy who was just like, so you know how, like, guys really like watching lesbian porn? Do women like watching gay porn?
It's a solid question.
What is a solid? Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's a solid
guys aren't allowed
right
to
there.
From a 14-year-old.
So I immediately said no. And
wait, hold on. Let me get my dick out before you answer.
And Sarah immediately said yeah, and I was like, well, goddamn it.
Wow, that is actually an interesting concept for a show. So do you have the guys or guests that come in, or are they just
so
write you in questions?
We have like a guest who's a comic or whatever. We don't want it to be like very clinical. We have very little facts to anything we tell people. We're just like, we're just fucking around.
So what qualifies you? Are you some kind of sexpert or what?
She's a whore. She's a feminist in 2018. Are you crazy?
As I say it, I'm a tramp.
I'm a
tad bit slutty.
So you guys are slutty, Caitlin?
Oh, yeah, super slutty.
Are women taking that word back?
Caitlin's a good chick. Caitlin's a good chick. I like her.
She's a tramp,
by the way,
dude.
I, like, deep down inside, like, we all agree. Like, yeah, I believe women. Fuck everybody, ladies. Good for you. I'm not slut shaming. I think it's fucking great. I slut shame men. I think if you're fucking a lot of people, you have a little bit of damage inside of you. Whatever
God,
it is.
Yeah.
Sure. I feel that all of your behavior should be open to be mocked. So why not your sluttiness?
Thank you. Exactly, Mookie. Yeah. Everything.
I think it's
everything.
Hilarious.
Especially comedians who are so much self-deprecating. It's like, if we could, you can make fun of me being fat, if you can make fun of my voice, if you can make fun of my parents being dead.
I can call you a female.
Why can't I? Exactly. Loosen up, dummies. Zach, you make it. What do you got to plug?
Just Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny.
All right. And, yeah, guys, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. I'm officially going to be booking my tour. Now that Skankfest is over, I'm officially booking my tour for October. Doing some dates with Big J. Doing some dates with Bobby Kelly. I'm doing a bunch of headlining stuff. So look out for that very, very, very soon. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be announcing that. Can you just change this part of the song, Shannon? There's a lot of yelling. There you go. That's better. It's kind of a weird, but I'm trying to fucking get them to be into my shit, you know. Also, guys, my fight's coming up August 25th. I just found out you guys can watch it on Jason Ellis's website, whatever that is. So if you Google it, it's $10 to watch it on demand. I'm gonna be fighting Ryan O'Neal. We just did the press conference at Skankfest. Go check out the latest Danish and O'Neal podcast, where you guys can get on iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever else. All Things Comedy, I believe it is. Yeah, we fucking faced off. It got heated. It got crazy. The podcast was really funny. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm in his head. I looked at this man's face every fucking day. And I'm telling you right now, he's playing it very coy and very confident. But there's no doubt in my mind. You could just tell when you could fuck somebody up, right? Like, I'm looking at Caitlin right now. Caitlin, I will annihilate you in a fight. I just see it in your fucking eyes. You have weak eyes. So, maybe. Ryan O'Neal, I saw the weakness in his eyes. And beyond that, he watched me at Skankfest. It's fine, Shannon, cut the music. He watched me at Skankfest just being a fucking boss. I get one weekend a year to be a rock star. Mm-hmm. The rest of the year, I fucking stink. Life sucks, okay? One weekend a year, I come out. I get to be a fucking rock star. The fans fucking come out. They love me. And Ryan O'Neal got to fucking feel that fucking power. He just felt like full balls in his face all fucking weekend. And he's never really had that type of dominance over me. Look at this. Look at this right here. It's the face off.
Oh, you're definitely in his head, bro. Looks like you're about to be in his mouth.
Wait, that's the guy you're fighting?
Yeah, I'm fighting.
Like physically fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Physically.
Yeah. August 25th, Ellis Mania. Special shout out to my my jiu-jitsu school, NYC Grappling Club. NYC Grappling. I love those fucking guys. If you're in New York, come grapple with me, doggies. If you're in Brooklyn, come fucking train. I need some more sparring partners. I got a couple guys I'm working with, but I want to diversify it a little bit. We are 5 weeks fucking out. Now we are down to the wire. Now it's about to get fucking crazy. Now I have to get in the best shape of my life. Also, I will say, Ari weighed me in on the Roastmasters. Bullshit. I call shenanigans, okay? I weighed at 220. It was bullshit. We were on an uneven stage. I weighed in yesterday at the gym, 222 pounds. Shenanigans. Nobody else cares.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So what was the point of that? He said that you were... Lewis has to make 205.
I have to make 205 pounds. So he was saying I wasn't losing the weight. No, I'm not fucked. No, no. I'm 222.
That's a lot.
222. Well, you can dehydrate that 10 pounds of that out. That's a good shit.
He also stopped drinking this week.
Yeah. Oh, Skankfest was my last weekend of drinking as well.
I mean, you were lit. So that's probably, you probably had like 3 pounds of beer in you at least.
I didn't drink any beer. I drank all whiskey. Whatever. But I did a lot of drugs.
When I saw you Saturday night, I didn't even say hello to you until like 2 a.m. I was like, what's up, man? You just said, are you excited for Skankfest?
It's the end of the night.
Yeah.
I was
just like, yeah, cool, dude.
It was really an incredible, incredible weekend. Caitlin, did you come out to Skankfest at all?
It was my brother's wedding. I couldn't. Oh, okay. No, I wanted to. I was so jealous. Everybody's like, you know, Instagramming and shit. Like,
I know. It really was quite the experience. Thank you, everyone that came out. This year was bigger and better than ever before. Brooklyn Bazaar is a fucking incredible venue. If you guys haven't been there, it is just this super cool old Polish catering hall that they've converted into this sort of like, you know, half heavy metal, half like specialty show venue. And we had 4 different stages going. It was, you know, a really, really special weekend for myself, Legion of Skanks, you know, the entire crew, all the people that are involved. So I was really, really happy. One of the things that happened that was probably as a fan of comedy, you know, I rarely sit back and just watch it. You know, you don't get time to do that really anymore. But we planned about 3 or 4 days out. Rebecca called me up and she told me that we had discussed the idea of maybe convincing Colin Quinn to do Tough Crowd Live, like a reunion show, which he has never done since he's been on the air. And I kind of floated it, you know, half jokingly, because we're looking for extra special things to do. And she's like, I'm having lunch with him next week. I'm going to pitch him the idea. And it was kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I was like, it's probably not going to happen, whatever. So she calls me like 3 or 4 days before the event. And she's like, we're doing Tough Crowd. He loves the idea. He loves the idea that it's at Skankfest. He loves the idea it's exclusive. We're doing a secret show, not taping it, no cameras, no audio. Him and his, you know, four best buds. And they're going to do a straight up Tough Crowd. And they did it beat for beat. They did the segments, you know, they did the, you know, the shit with the fans. I sat back as a fan for an hour and I just watched it in awe. And it was a really, really cool experience. Colin Quinn came up to me before the show started and he told me how important it was what we were doing. And that was just like a really touching moment, you know, because we do this shit and it's like, it's all dumb and we're all just being funny and silly. And some people get it, some people don't get it, but it was just a really, really cool experience to kind of have that and have that moment with Colin and to have that moment, you know, afterwards with Bobby and Jim and all these guys. You know, it was Keith Robinson, Bobby, Rich Voss, Jim Norton, and Colin. So as soon as they, you know, finished the show, they went off into this little green room area and everyone's like kind of like decompressing and it's like me and them and just fucking, you know, it was just really, really kind of cool to be a part of and watching. It was an emotional experience for them. So for me, that was sort of the highlight of the entire weekend for me. And it was kind of cool to be involved in something that, you know, a lot of comics, I believe, think is really, really important. So I will quit filibustering the show now. But I kind of want to just, you know, talk about that for a moment because I know a lot of people were wondering if we had recorded it. Did not record it. I would love to work with Colin there, Zach, and the boys. I would love to work with Colin on doing something with Tough Crowd in whatever capacity, whether it's a live show or a podcast or a video podcast. It should be done. There's more money to be made with it. You know, people that know fucking podcasting, you can make way more money doing a popular podcast than you can making doing a TV show. So
always about your bottom line, bro.
That's it, baby. Of course.
Yeah. Finally get to what it's all about.
Fuck it, dude. Even if I wasn't involved with it on any level, I would love to just see it happen. It should come back. It really should.
It was awesome. I was down there.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Dude.
You could barely get in the room, but it was so packed out.
We did it in the smallest room on purpose. We did it because it had to be intimate, and we didn't even tell people about it. We just had like a line of people up, and then I went up really quick, and I was like, "Hey guys, Colin Quinn, Tough Crowd," real quick, and people started going down, and it was fucking cool, dude. I don't know. It was really, really incredible. All right, guys, really quick, let's talk about one of our brand new sponsors, which is Toynk, TOYNK, Toynk. Listen, here's the deal. If you're into toys or collectibles, these people have everything. Right now, while you're listening to us talk, go to toynk.com, TOYNK.com, or click the episode description. They have the link right there. This is basically a superstore digital equivalent of walking through the mall, and they got like a wacky, cool place with fun stuff to give to your friends. If you're into toys, collectibles, games, things like that, this is the website to go to. They have fun stuff, weird stuff. They have stuff that you can find in your regular mall. They have stuff that you can only find in specialty shops. Toynk.com is the place to go. Here's my recommendation. If you have a friend with a birthday coming up and you want something unique and cool, because we all get the same shit for people, okay? Go to Toynk.com. I'm browsing right now, okay? They have a Halo themed Monopoly. They have Mario themed Monopoly. They have like these little dolls and collectibles and toys. They have things like fidget spinners, which I used to be obsessed with. They have
Or if you have somebody in your life who like likes a thing you don't even know about, like Rick and Morty, you can go on this site and they'll have stuff that they love.
Yeah, you can search by category. So that's actually a really great point. They have the Rick and Morty Ray Gun. They have replicas of swords from The Walking Dead. Really, really cool things that you're not going to get anywhere else. And it's the type of thing where, look, if you want to find something unique for somebody, just go and browse. I promise you're going to find something where you're not going to find it anywhere else. And everyone's going to be talking about your gift at this fucking hot new party that you're going to. So it is toynk.com. TOYNK.com. Get anything you guys want there at 15% off when you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15, for 15% off your order. So once again, that is toynk.com, TOYNK.com. Use that promo code RAP15, get 15% off your order and help out the show, which is the best part, you know? All right, let's get back into it. Why do women hate Skankfest, Caitlin?
Well, I mean, I think I understand the idea of just like a room full of dudes, because you can't say that your fan base isn't a lot of men.
Of course.
A room full of guys for any woman is a little bit intimidating and shitty. But like, I mean, I have this thing about feminism where like women need to insert themselves into male dominated spaces and not come at it like the space is trying to get you. Like, I don't know, just like female comics who only go to female mics.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you want to go into a room of all women? Like, I don't know. I just think you become a better comic and you just learn more about other people if you're surrounded by people who aren't necessarily having the same genitalia as you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it could be intimidating. Plus, I think there's a lot of shit like tossed your guys' way as far as your podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It has a reputation.
People hate on the pod. What's the reputation? I want to hear from the... Because here's the thing, Caitlin. You are on the other side of it. You are legitimately in the whole fucking lady female comic fucking world.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you come and you talk to guys like us, which I'm sure people give you shit for.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-girlfriend was banned from all of those lady groups because they knew she was just feeding me information.
Yeah.
I still get all the information. Every time something's posted
not
about
from
us.
Not from me. Just in case.
Not from Caitlin.
In case any woman is listening, I don't fucking tell you shit.
There are no women listening. And my name is mentioned in one of those groups, I get a screenshot from some chick in those groups.
Well, there's like 500 people in the
group. Of course. So what's the reputation?
You're getting stronger.
So, I don't know, like, there's just, like, that you guys are just a misogynist podcast. I think a lot of people, and this is, like, in person, too. I've had these conversations where people jumped on the bandwagon of you guys are Nazis. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Can't fucking, well, that was a last
week. That was the big one last week, is that we're Nazis. Because a guy grabbed a microphone from our guest at our podcast. Now, any comic should be like, So wait, the rule is as soon as somebody approaches the stage and grabs a microphone, everyone's allowed to beat the shit out of that guy, right?
No, I would have fucking flipped out.
That should be the general rule that comics should all agree on. I don't give a fuck what your agenda is.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You approach this stage, we could start pelting you with fucking bottles and beating you to fucking death. Are you out of your mind?
I've been in several fights and I would not have, I would have done the same fucking thing.
Of course, dude. You don't fucking approach a stage. It's crazy. Then you fucking smack a fan's
hat. Because it's super aggressive. Like, anybody who has never been on stage might not understand that. Yeah. But, if you're on stage or, you know, as you guys were, and somebody approaches you, that's already a zone they're not supposed to be in. So the moment they're in it, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I feel like there's two different camps with that. Like, you ever see the video of the guitar comic destroying that dude that he tries to get on the stage?
He hits him with a guitar.
Oh, yeah, honky tonk mans him.
You ever say it? Show to Caitlin.
And I've shown it to non-performers, and they'd be like, "That's horrible." And everyone who's ever been on stage,
well, you hear the crowd. Hold on, play it for a second, because you actually hear the crowd react. It's pretty funny. But what's funny is I'm with the performer every time, dude. Yeah. If you come here,
yeah, I'll tell you. If you got
no, just go play the video, Tommy.
Well, you ain't shit, but yeah, I'll tell you, if you guys don't shut the fuck up, about 200 people are gonna beat the living shit out of you, alright? Yeah.
They couldn't be more on his side.
Because we got people who can just take you out of here so fast, man. It'd be like you out in the park, like going, huh? I know, it's the ultimate mistake. I seen your license plate, Oklahoma's okay. It's like, you know, it might not be Nirvana, man, but by God, it's okay. So if you're in Oklahoma, is that like Oklahomanian? I guess if you were gay, you'd be in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's pretty good.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm sorry. I think you'd be able to hear it more, Harrington. You can fast forward a little bit. Harrington was finally right about something.
That's about right.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Uh-oh.
The guy comes to the stage. The crowd shuts down real quick. They're like, whoa.
The guy fucking came at me. What do you think, folks?
Nope.
No way.
What do you think, folks? No. See, they don't get it.
So many comics have been punched on stage and had a lot of comics have had that happen too. So.
The next show, he went up without the guitar and then stand-up comedy was invented. That's how it happened.
Okay,
but
so
it's true. I mean, there's been thinking about how many videos where people throwing stuff at the stage, they rush the stage.
Did you guys see last week? You know that chick, Bad Baby, that little girl rapper.
I hate that. I love her.
Somebody jumped up on stage stage dive, and her security guard, who's like some massive monster, destroys.
Let me see
this
that. Pull up the Bad Baby.
Tackles him into the crowd and fucking dives 15 feet to keep kicking the shit out of him. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a must see.
I like Bad Baby.
Why are you stage diving at a Bad Baby
show? I don't know.
Do you know how much more I like Bad Baby than...
Oh, my God.
See how far he went?
He throws him off.
He, rode him.
Yeah.
He
surfed him straight
out.
The other thing is, I don't know that guy was going to crowd dive. It looked like he pushed him off the stage. It looked like he was going to put his arm around the girl.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Turn the volume down because it's really, really loud and jolting. So, and let's play it and bring it back and play it slowly, or let's bring it up again. Because it looked like. Turn the volume. I hate him.
Yeah, it looks like he was going for the arm around
it again.
But his arms were out.
Can you make it full screen?
You might be right.
I mean, he's right with him. You can't really tell. Yeah. And the reality
is
he's
not going to take that chance.
Her bodyguard's there to fucking, dude, Ariana Grande concert got shot up. Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
I mean, you're stupid for jumping out there.
Wait. Good. Now, look, the fact is he didn't have to fucking jump out with him. Did he actually hit him when he got out of the crowd, or did he just fall off the stage pushing him?
I think he probably did. Because you want to send a message. Nobody else is doing that ever again.
Yeah.
So back to why you guys are Nazis. No, you know what I really think pisses everybody off? I don't think it's actually you guys. I don't think any of them ever listen to your podcast or know any of you. Mm-hmm. I think it's the asshole open micers at the Creek who fucking use you guys to be shitty and shitty comics. But that's why I took over. That's the busiest mic, the Friday night mic that I do, that I host. That's the busiest mic in fucking New York City. And it was all men. And yeah. so I took it over because I was like, no, that's not fair. Women don't think they can come to this mic. It's yeah. still only 7% women, though.
Women don't think they can come.
That's
comedy
in general. That's why you said
that. Why don't they think they can come?
Oh, because guys are telling a bunch of rape jokes and shit, which they still do, but they do it less because I heckle them afterwards. So I let them do it. But I'm a comic. I'm still going to fucking make fun of them for having bad jokes.
Yeah, if they have bad jokes, bad yeah. jokes.
But what if the rape joke hits and you let it slide?
Yeah, I've never had it happen, though. No, oh. I've had like one that did well.
Here's the thing. You know, in an open mic, in this day and age, I almost feel like rape jokes probably won't fly at an open mic. Because there's a tone there. There's a thing there. Yeah. There's almost like an unspoken and spoken thing where it's, yeah, rape joke, you better be really good or it's not going to fly here.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the tone. I never did open mics. I just ran my own shows from when I started. I was running shows before I started doing comedy.
Yeah.
So I never really had to even go through that circuit. And this was also, I started comedy a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it was also a different thing. There was, I guess there's an improv troupe that used to be at the Creek on Monday nights, the same night as Legion of Skanks. And the guy who grabbed the microphone from us was friends with them or coming to see them or whatever
it
was.
Improv people.
Well, those people apparently moved their thing from the Creek. They didn't show up last Monday.
Oh, really? Wow.
As like a fuck you to Rebecca for not kicking us
so
out of the Creek.
Stupid.
Now, here's the thing. You know, I guess the one of the things that they took away from it was that I was calling the guy a faggot. I was screaming that the guy was a faggot.
I believe that.
They took that away from it because you did, right? Because
you did.
No, but that's the like only thing lot. That they took away from it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to just go, oh, yeah, Louis J. Gomez calling a guy a faggot, yeah, that's not what happened, okay? It wasn't like I was... There wasn't a gay guy, you know, sitting on a stool, and I'm like, hey, faggot. Like, that's
Wait,
not what happened.
Sitting on a stool upside down?
Yes.
Come on,
gay
man.
Guys
that's
sitting
messed
on a
up.
Stool.
You can fit
to,
four.
To be
if
fair, you called him a jerk before you called
him a
faggot.
I did call him a jerk. I was really
you
trying
jerk?
To.
It was escalating. Yeah.
So, no.
He had to recover by, like, something real bad.
Yeah,
well, here's what happened. When I got up, the guy was acting like he was going to fucking do something. Exactly, he was going to fight me. He was like, yeah, come on. He was, like, getting, like, ballsy because there's people between us. And that's when I was like, oh, really? And I made him look like a bitch. But I saw red. At that point, I was already so angry that I had disconnected from what word should I use and what word should I not use. I'm 36 years old. I just grew up at a different time. This had nothing to do with
it.
This is no, it's true.
Yeah, 6 years before that guy.
Doggy, no.
Totally
but,
different time.
Where,
it's
when
been
I grew driven up,
into my head.
We said faggot when somebody was just being a pussy.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sorry.
It's
it,
a fighting
we,
word. Can you say pussy still?
It,
or no?
Probably not.
I don't think
I mean,
so.
I say cunt all the time. Women hate it.
Yeah.
I love that word.
But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and defend the use of faggot. Look, I defend the use of any words to be funny. But in a moment where
I mean,
I'm
you
Kramered
out.
And I'm trying to trying to say the most visceral, hateful thing to this guy. And trying to get him to punch me in the fucking face. You know, that is not a worse offense than approaching a stage, grabbing a mic from a performer, and smacking the hat of a guy in a fucking crowd. That is nowhere near as worse an offense. And the reaction that I had, he's lucky I didn't punch him in the fucking mouth. He's lucky he didn't get his ass beat. That's the truth, okay? So Rebecca, she had to make a decision. Am I going to fucking stand on the side of the people who are right in this situation? Or am I going to just fucking say, oh, because... am I going to take all the humanity out of the conversation? Because she knows who I am. She knows that I'm not a hateful person. She knows that I'm not bigoted. She knows that I don't. I'm not homophobic. She knows that I'm not hateful against gay people or trans people or women or anybody else. Rebecca is a friend of mine. She knows me on a very human level. So she's supposed to remove all of the human side out of it and just go, he said faggot at the bar, so they're fucking gone. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no,
it's
not. It's
crazy.
C-span, yo.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you weren't wrong. You were all right.
It would have been cool if you actually beat this kid up on camera, because then you could do your arraignment live at Skankfest.
I really could.
I do love that all the discussions that happen about it, like the Proud Boy hat thing. Everybody's like, what does Proud Boy even mean? Nobody bothers to find. We're like, I don't know.
Fucking
who knows?
They don't know. And by the
it's
way,
something.
I'm not
Proud
even...
Boy sounds like something a mom says about their like.
Ironically
son.
Enough,
a
bunch of faggots.
Look, it's nothing to do with the Proud Boys. It has nothing to do with that. It had to do with the fact that somebody approached the stage.
Yeah.
So Skankfest happens, and then it wasn't even, I hear, you know, little things like people are shitting on Skankfest saying it's like all dudes, and it's not all dudes, by the way. It's a lot of chicks. A lot of chicks. A lot more hot chicks this year than I thought there would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say it's 90% dudes, 85% dudes.
More than anyone thought.
I talked to a bunch
be.
Of chicks there.
What do you think that chicks maybe
that performed? They liked it. They
do you
had
think
fun.
That girls probably don't like the name Skank? They're like, I don't want to go to Skankfest and be
it's
a skank.
It's us.
It's yeah, us. I know, but when the, when yeah. it's like in the marketing or whatever, someone I think, sees yeah, it, might, if it they might, don't know what it's all about, right. they might be less inclined to check it out.
But that's the problem. We live in a clickbait society where people don't want to look into anything. They just want to form an opinion on something yeah. based off of nothing. And I don't know. Skankfest, what it is, we try to be extremely inclusive. Extremely inclusive. We, dude, it's a fucking comedy community festival. It's a party to celebrate being comics.
Yeah.
Bringing our fan base, who are the most passionate fans in the fucking world. These are people that are not only passionate fans, but really, really good people. The type of people that if there was a woman, if there was a guy attacking a woman in the street, that guy would be fucking stomped to death. These are like good fucking dudes. These are the type of people, if there was a chick that was drunk, five guys would surround her and pick her up, put her in a fucking cab, and make sure she got home okay. Now, she might get fingered on the...
might grab a titty or...
But no, I'm being 100% positive. Shannon, you were at Skankfest this year. Am I exaggerating at all about this fan base? Because I think we get...
I think they're shitty on Twitter, though, is like the other...
I think that's a big part of it.
They've attacked me. Like, we got in an argument about something at, like, 2 in the morning, just right. me and you, because we argue. And, like, by... I think like 10 in the morning, I was getting like 250 notifications, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I mean, when you say attack, what were they saying? They were just going, yeah,
they were like attacking what I had to say. They were attacking how many Twitter followers I had. They probably were saying I'm probably not funny. But then it's funny because in the end of it, I just retweeted a link to our last show of yours I was on, and they were like, oh, it was all a fucking ruse to get us to listen to this shit. That's which hilarious. It wasn't, but I was just fucking with them.
But it's perfect. But here's the thing. I think you guys got to understand, like, all these, a lot of the times it seems like it's like a lot of people. We're talking about like 10 people.
Yeah, no, bored, it's true.
And it just feels like a lot.
That's your Twitter army?
Yeah, it's like just, but it's not like it's...
But they're relentless.
No, but there's a couple people that say shitty stuff, and it just sometimes feels... Yeah. I remember sometimes they'll be like, if like 3 trolls go at you at the same time,
yeah,
and you feel like it's like a lot. It's like weighing on you. And you're like, wait a minute, I have... Legion of Skanks has a couple 100,000 listeners to that show.
Yeah.
If there are 3 people that are hating on something, it's like, just put it into perspective. All I have to do is like turn my phone off for a second.
No, I wasn't. I'm like,
no, you're not. I
don't
asked you about
skin,
it.
Skin, but yeah, so, I'm fine with it.
So I think, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, yeah, I think on social media and online, when there's not much accountability, people are shittier. I think everyone's shittier. I think you and I are probably shittier. We have bigger balls when we're behind a keyboard, you know? So. Yeah, but I'm talking about the actual fan base. Shannon, talk to me about this. Are these not the sweetest people you've ever met?
Yeah, they were awesome to me. I met so many fans, and they were very sweet to me, with the exception of one very drunk fan that I was in very close proximity to for the Tough Crowd show, and I had to tell him, you know, ease up a little, and that was it. It was
what did he do? Hold
he's
on,
getting hard.
Shannon's proving you wrong. She's Shannon. Like, no, they grab my titties.
It was what? No,
Shannon, shut the fuck up. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm in the middle of making a point.
We have a Tough Crowd Me Too situation.
Fucking God, what happened, Shannon?
I don't know how to make these hearts stop. They're very annoying.
No, I like it. Can you make them boobs instead for the next show?
I'll try.
I swear to God, I want falling boobs.
The guy she's talking about is Rich Voss, anyway.
So I was standing on the side, and one guy came over, and first he was like, oh, Shannon, what's up? Like, you're so beautiful. I'm like, thanks. And then the show's going on, and he's standing next to me, and I thought he bumped into me accidentally. So I glanced over for a second, looked away, and then he did it again. And I was like, dude, like, you know, keep your hands to yourself. Mm. And then it happened one more time. And I was like, I said it once, like, I'm not going to say it again. And then that was it. He was done. Aside from that, there was like,
finished.
No, but there were many guys and girls that came up and said, what's up, and took pictures and stuff, and everybody was really freaking cool.
So I mean, we're talking about 1 out of 1,200 people that were there. And Shannon, you were very like, you have these big fake boobs, you got that, you know, hair. Like,
I'm justifying.
If there's a girl
I'm gonna bump into.
And by the way, he ran out of things right away. He went, you've got hair.
You've got big boobs. That's it.
Like, I think
that's
you have eyes
see.
And limbs. I don't know. I don't make it up that
But
far.
I'm saying she's like a fucking like a wounded deer in the forest. She's the one. If you're going to go and try to assault, man. She's the fucking one, right?
Spoken like a true predator.
And it was just one dude who barely assaulted her.
Barely.
What are you going to say here? You know, come on, Caitlin. Yeah. Grow up.
What me?
If you went to Coachella, Shannon.
What did I do?
Shannon, you would come back literally turned inside out. What was that show in the 80s where it was the inside out suit?
Inside Out Boy?
Inside Out Boy. No, that was on it. That was on another thing.
That was Nickelodeon.
I
actually met 2 of your fans outside of the pair. I was standing outside before my show, and I was like, hey, I like your Foggy Molly
Get off
shirt.
That woman.
Get off that woman. Yeah. Leave Shannon alone. he was wearing a Foggy Molly shirt, and I was like, hey, I like your shirt. You should come see my show. And he's like, oh, I would, but I've been at Skankfest all weekend. And then I was like, I'm doing the show. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm going to listen. But he was, like, super nice and, like, stopped and had a conversation with me. And I was like, all right.
Dude, they're fucking awesome, dude. Let me tell you something.
For the most part.
They.
Except for Twitter.
Love fucking comedy, and they like to bust balls. That's the truth, okay? And I think what it happens is people that have a thick skin and kind of roll with it, they appreciate it. They used to fucking trash me like crazy, and I would just either laugh at it or engage in a way that wasn't like just getting thin-skinned and shitty. And it's that, I mean, that's really all it is. There's not much else to it. I think that people take things a little bit too seriously, and they take these words. We're comedians. Maybe it's because we put so much value in the words, and we think about how the words we're using so much, that we see these words that come at us, and then we're like, oh my God, there's so much value. Why? I think back like the first time I ever got trolled, like how much it upset me. I really think back, it's batshit. It's really fucking crazy that it actually legitimately upset me. It's just words on a page. It's so, really think about what it is. It's just words that are just kind of out there in the world.
You remember what they said to you?
I don't even remember. It was fucking...
He's lying. He remembers.
I don't. No, I don't. I really don't. This is so long ago. I mean, I remember it was before my son was born. Because I remember when my son was born, somebody wrote another ugly wetback when I put the picture out. Mm. And I thought it was hilarious. And I retweeted it. So I was already over trolling at that point. And that's 5 years ago. So... It was so long ago. I have no idea. I was doing like YKWD back then. I mean, people used to fucking hate my guts on that show.
Dude, what you were saying earlier about reverse trolling, this is like an art form now. Like hating on shit on the internet, it's like goes all the way up to Drake and Pusha T. It's like how they promote shit now. Like
Donald Trump.
That's why people thought that you were doing that just to promote a thing.
Right.
Because that's literally Donald Trump. Yeah, Nanette used the same fucking tactics as Donald Trump.
And it gets people talking about it, and then you literally just drop the troll bomb in the room and then close the door and walk and go and have a tea.
Yeah.
All right, have fun. And everyone's blowing up. And Nanette's sitting there fucking eating pussy, drinking tea, loving life. It couldn't get any better for her.
I get booked for saying all dick is trash. She fingers girls with her pinky up.
Yeah, she does. What'd you say, sorry?
I get booked a lot for saying all dick is trash on like everything.
Yeah.
Like, it gets, guys are mad.
That's your tag? I've seen that around town.
All dick is trash. But like, yeah, gets any like male comic starts freaking out, which, because I shouldn't say like, mostly like the open mic dudes. They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Well, this one happened yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. Amy Miller, who I'm friends with. I'm fairly friendly with Amy Miller. I've known her for a while. But I've noticed Amy do this before, and I've called her out on it before. Amy Miller reverse trolls. Okay. She goes out and she'll post shit purposefully to get guys to say shitty things to her.
Yeah.
And then when guys say shitty things to her, then she calls them out like, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying shitty things to me. It's like, okay, well.
It's entrapment.
Yeah, it's fucking entrapment. It's exactly what it is. I'm trying to find her fucking, her tweets because I started retweeting. I couldn't ignore it. I could not fucking ignore it.
I read all those tweets.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Love
Let me see. Let me find it. It's down here.
On the screen, Lewis.
You got him. Okay. So she writes, a man aggressively approached me on the street after Skankfest NYC, and I said, no thanks, please move on. He said, sorry, Nanette. It was kind of funny, but also imagine if you could only be funny while parroting Luis J. Gomez. She's talking about Dave Smith. And,
Dave is the one who hit on her?
No. So, and then what was the other one? No, there was other ones specifically about that, Shannon. Best thing about Skankfest NYC. All right. Yeah, she goes, it's like a Trump supporters Lilith Fair, unnamed lady comic at Skankfest.
Which is funny.
Best thing about Skankfest is absolutely no line in the ladies' room. So here's the thing. She's tagging Skankfest. She's tagging me.
Was she there?
I guess she popped in.
Yeah, she
popped in.
Yeah, she was invited the year before. And she popped in this year. And we welcomed her with open arms. And she fucking probably had a great time. I know she had a great time because after I started calling her out on her shit here, she direct messaged me being like, ah, buddy, just kidding. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm going like, you are kidding, but you're not. Like, I had Joe DeRosa text me being like, dude, what's Amy Miller's issue with Skankfest? Mm-hmm. I had another person, I want to say who it was, do the same thing. And I have people asking me, so the perception is that you're shitting on the festival. So whether, you know, I know that you're kind of kidding and you're tagging me, so you're sort of protecting yourself there.
Yeah.
But the reality is she's shitting on it, and she's, to paint a broad stroke of, I'm standing outside of Skankfest and a guy aggressively approached me. That's just not That's not what was happening at Skankfest.
But I think there's also for you, as much as you're like, I don't mind trolls, there's a difference between a troll that's a troll and a troll that you know career-wise. Like, I think you're having a reaction to that because of the reputation of like, oh, women aren't welcome. And so like when she says stuff like that, you're like, you're fucking confirming it. God damn it. And like, that's kind of the thing that's...
Yeah, I don't want the perception of the festival to be that women aren't welcome. And that's not true. The perception is, the reality is, and this was said to me, she was like, the messages she sent to me, and which is what she should fucking say at the very least. If you know, if you're gonna write that, right, but then go, oh, I'm just kidding. Let's see. She goes, I know it's a ton of hard work, and thank you. And you make everyone feel welcome. Let's see. I apologize. I know you've worked hard, and this is important to you. Let's see. Yeah, but whatever. So that was really it. But the point is, if you think it's a good thing, and you know we work hard, and you know... Oh, that was the other thing. Go back to that, Shannon. Yeah, she goes, I'm not complaining, Louis. You did a great job. The festival was super fun, and you should be really proud of what you created. I'll be fine. Keep the fat cunts coming, quote unquote, guys. And nobody had called her a fat cunt in the replies.
Yeah, I know. I read.
Nobody called her a fat cunt. Not a single fucking person called her a fat cunt until she wrote that. Then a bunch of people started going, oh, fat cunt. But this is the point. So then she gets to go like, look, everyone's calling me a fat cunt. Yeah. But you're sort of just making up this thing that doesn't exist.
She wrote that. It was
her controlling
idea.
Her own narrative.
Yes. And it's fucking batshit crazy. And I'm going like, well, no, hold on.
She must really think she's a fat cunt. Yes. Poor chick. She's got some real self-esteem issues.
Dude, I'm just saying like, if you put 1,000 people that are drunk in any given place, you're going to have a couple little things that are going to stand out. There was a couple people that got too drunk and had to go home early. There was no fights. There was not a single fight. I don't think I saw a single argument at Skankfest. We're talking about like, with almost without any incident at all. Do I believe a guy probably came up to her outside of the club and whatever it was?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I only asked once or twice.
You use the word aggressive and then that's sort of the you know, Amy, you're a person that comics respect in this community, and you're a person who's, you know, we're sort of friendly with each other. You're a person who's done the festival. You're a person who knows firsthand what the festival is, how inclusive we are, how we pay everybody, how we are booking women, people of color. We try to really get everybody involved in the festival, and you know how much the fucking fans support the comics that are there and love them. And every comic that performs at Skankfest walks out with fans, which is literally the most important thing in this industry. You need fans. That's it. The one thing you fucking need. Robert Kelly told me that. Ari Shaffir told me that. Get fans. Everything else, you'll figure it out. And we share some of the shine, and these are very passionate people. Dude, you will fucking do this show. You do the show 2 or 3 times, you're going to start seeing people at your shows every time. Garen fucking Teed. Because the fans of this show, Legion of Skanks, show the fuck up. They do. If you have an album and you promote it on this show, they will fucking buy it. Even if they don't listen to it, they will fucking buy it. Because they're passionate and they want to support the people that we're fucking friends with. So that should be the tone and the narrative of what happens at Skankfest, especially if you're a person like Amy Miller who, you know what the fuck is going on. You know, Sam J is a comic we booked on it who is getting a ton of industry heat, black lesbian. You know, I love the fact that, you know, without prompting or anything, she just posted on Twitter. Can you pull up that tweet from Sam J? I don't know. But it was just very nice of her just to post something, because sometimes you need people that aren't part of this world to kind of go like, wait a minute, this was surprising and this was actually really cool and a very, very positive thing. Yes, these guys are fucking beards. Yes, it's 90% fucking, white dudes. Yeah, all right, fine. But that's not a fucking bad thing. Why do we have to pretend that white guys inherently are evil, bad fucking dudes?
But can't she just shit on you guys a little bit?
She can.
Just for fun?
She can.
I think you guys made up, didn't you? I feel like you made up.
The only reason it bothered me, because I did see other girls who were not at the festival post, like, oh, I was apprehensive about going. For her to make that narrative disappoints me, because it wasn't like that. Because
you definitely want more bitches there.
I commented on that. I was like, I think I said something about optimal lack of length for a bathroom line.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know. I just didn't. That is. Wow. I thought that was unfair. I'm like, I don't want women to not.
Let's see. This is Sam J. Wright. I appreciated the crowds at Skankfest NYC. Sure, the whole venue smelled like balls and burgers, but they were down to laugh and let comedy be comedy, and that was dope. It was a great weekend. And yeah, there was other chicks that were chiming in.
It did smell like balls. Now I'm just realizing now what that is. That scent is still on my clothes.
Yeah. Look, you gotta, it's definitely, If you're in like Ozfest, it's probably a similar smell and vibe to like Ozfest.
Like somebody blew a bong hit up your balls.
Yeah, yeah. But look, dude, everyone's fucking getting high and having a good time. People are fucking. At the end of the night, pissing, people are crying because it's over. Like it's a really, really cool fucking thing. So I don't, and also I'm sensitive about it because it's something that we put so much into, dude. The amount of work that goes into that and the amount of people and time, and our entire fucking crew is women. The two co-producers are women. I mean, we got fucking,
next year,
we put bitches to work.
It's all browns and bitches that are on the fucking crew. Okay.
Not anymore. They all just quit.
No, because they don't give a fuck.
Boycott. That was the other thing I had a problem with, though. All these women were like, "Oh, they hate women." I'm like, "Do you know, like, Shannon's a producer? Like, do you know how many women they have involved in shit? Like, if I have shit going wrong, I ask you, like, what, for advice on stuff." I'm like, at no point could you not, like, probably, like, Big J, whoever, like, if any woman had a question as a comic.
We treat you like an equal. And the problem is, when people live in this world, I have a joke about this in my act about how. My son had a trans kid in his class, and part of the joke I say, I stay away from the kid because I don't want to get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? Which is just kind of weird, and I that point that I'm making I think is very true. Like, I stay the fuck away from women that are like that, and I wouldn't invite them into my world because I'm just going to stay out of fucking trouble.
Like, you threw a transgender insult into that.
No, it's not a transgender insult.
Like, what did they have to do with it? I got this joke that's also insulting.
No, it's not. It's not. But the point of the joke is it's about sort of being afraid to, you know, we live in a society where you're afraid to say something and lose your job and hurt somebody's feelings. Yeah.
That creates
a divisiveness.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that actually creates that. So for me, I don't even want to fucking be in the world of those women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, and they don't want to be in my world. And now look, we're divided instead of fucking coming together and sharing ideas and learning from each other. Now it's just like, fuck it. We all have our own fucking things going on.
Well, I get to that point too, when they like pile on me and I'm like, I fucking sit and host a mic for 3 hours so that you guys walk in and see a woman on the fucking stage. Mm-hmm. And then you shit on me as if I do nothing for women. Like, fuck, God, come on. Just let me have an opinion about somebody, like, cause they don't know you. They don't listen to the podcast. I'm like, if you have such a strong opinion, at least like, you know, say hello to one of them at some point. Like, don't just come at it like, you know, like, I don't know.
It's also just like, look, you're never going to get through to these people because what we're trying to fight for is, you know, it falls on deaf ears. They don't believe you should be able to make a joke about race. It's just not even like we're speaking a different language. That's the reality. We'll never get anywhere. So I'm just going to fucking keep on doing what I do until they take it all away, which they will.
There you go.
You should just let chicks in for free, man. Skankfest. Let's do a ladies' night.
No,
just...
because you know what? The whole fucking festival was started off about because that stupid fucking Cinderblock Comedy Festival was charging white guys more money than women, browns, or gays.
That's why you started Skankfest?
That was why it was started. I swear to God. The whole festival was started based off of that.
I do think Spike Fest. I think both things are funny, personally. I was like, I got so fucking angry.
And then we started a festival where we didn't charge anybody anything.
Yeah.
We didn't charge anything because you don't, you wonder why? Because that's a scam. What that was them pretending to do some sort of social justice, but they were just collecting thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from comedians.
That many people applied.
I'm sure they did, though. I'm sure they probably got a couple hundred people that applied.
I don't know. I still think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but it is kind of funny. But the reality is, when you look at it from the other side of it, as a producer, you go, "It's just a trick for them to line their pockets with the money of young comedians."
Well, I mean,
so there's nothing funny about ripping off comedians.
Festivals in general,
yeah, it sucks. That's what they are. They suck. Guess what? We made a profit. We made a ton of money. Yeah. We sold out. We got sponsors.
Yeah.
We don't need to. You don't need to.
You guys don't charge.
900 comedians submitted.
The comedians should make money.
I think that's amazing.
Every comic was fucking paid. Every comic was paid as Skankfest.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, that's as much as people who don't do Skankfest and don't go to Skankfest might have an issue with it. Comics who do Skankfest will be like, yeah, it's the fucking best. I didn't have to pay to you know, submit.
Every comic gets a gift bag. We give them drugs. We give them extra cash.
Like,
we give them fun gifts.
Those yellow sunglasses turned out to be perfect piss goggles.
Yeah, exactly.
To protect your eyes.
No, I think you guys are onto something.
Yeah. Well, look. Good. Skankfest was pretty incredible, and I want to thank everyone for coming out. I want to... we got to talk about... this Kurt Metzger thing.
What happened to Kurt?
More Kurt shit.
He's got creepy eyes.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Harrington. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Kurt Metzger. Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
Former friend, current foe.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go.
I was not aware, man.
No, yeah, we had a falling out. We don't talk anymore. I haven't spoken to him since he threatened to cave my skull in. Mm. We won't get into it.
Man, but, you do know what it's like to be a woman.
Yeah, but this is unfair, what's going on. It is unfair, undeniably unfair, no matter how I feel about Metzger. Basically, he had or has a job writing on this new Sacha Baron Cohen show, This Is America. And what was the actual website that first released it and actually has the...
Was it Daily Beast?
Oh, yeah, Daily Beast. I didn't read the article, but I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, Daily Beast releases the headline, "The pro-rape comedian writing for Sacha Baron Cohen's Who is America?"
Pro-rape. That's hilarious.
That's a fucking headline.
That, there is nobody alive that is pro-rape except for Cosby.
I mean, yeah. Rapers are pretty pro-rape.
But they're not, even they're like, man, I probably shouldn't have fucking done that.
Yeah, I think probably deep down.
That's possible. You know?
They're not like, yo, I mean, rape rocks, dude. Can't wait to get out there and get another one.
You're right. I think you're right. I think even people like that are rapists.
Like pedophiles don't like what they're doing.
Oh, I mean, only one.
Yeah, well, after they come, they
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know the that build up when you're fucking loving it. Same thing happens with a rape. As soon as you're just like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Yeah,
I have friends.
Are you about to confess something?
No.
Yeah. So
his name was Steven.
So listen, the reason it says pro rape and it says that in quotes is because Metzger, I guess, at one point tweeted something along the lines of. I'm trying to find it, but it was something along the lines of...
If you want
to
call that pro-rape, then I guess so.
Yeah, he goes,
like
no, he goes, if you want to call that pro-rape, I guess then call me a pro-rape comedian, right? Yeah. He tweeted that, and it was sarcastic, and it was just like responding to something. So then to take that and to put it in a headline, it's fucking irresponsible, and it's shitty, and it's like, you know, what do you want to say here? Like, Metzger went online a couple years ago, and he went on a fucking rant. I believe he was probably on drugs. I don't believe that, you know, there was a lot of truth to what he was saying in those rants. It wasn't completely out of nowhere what he was saying. It wasn't the format. It wasn't, you can't really put it on Facebook. You don't really get the tone. You don't get where he's being sarcastic in certain cases. You don't get, like, I know Metzger, so I know exactly when he's being sarcastic. You know what I'm saying? I know the tone that he speaks. I was a big fan of his comedy for a very long time, so I know exactly kind of like the beats and how he writes. You're going to lose all of that when you have a person who doesn't like you and is trying to deconstruct your words and make you look bad. You're losing every bit of that. So he fucked himself. This is nobody's fault but his own. He fucked himself by going on these crazy long rants on Facebook.
Going back to the Aaron Glazer stuff?
Yes, yeah. This is all the Aaron Glazer
nothing
stuff.
Nothing else recently.
No, this is all the Aaron Glazer stuff.
Oh, wow. That's a while ago.
It's 2 years ago.
We're still talking about it.
And it's got a lot of legs.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of what he was saying was stupid as well. I don't agree with a lot of what he was saying, you know. You know, and he's working, what he was doing on Facebook for a long time, because he doesn't do it anymore. He's basically disappeared off social media, I'm assuming probably on his management or agent's, you know, advice. He's working out his thoughts, right? And he rants. And this is what we do on podcasts. We work out our thoughts on podcasts all the time. And I'm sure you could pick a million times where I've said something that you'd be like, well, that's really fucking like... Even we're having
today.
A serious conversation. Yeah, easily. So he puts all this stuff on there and it fucking destroys him. I mean, it basically like, you know, Metzger becomes a problem to work with. You know, it's like, you know, people are... Amy Schumer distances herself from him, which was...
That's when it really got bad.
That was the moment that I turned the corner on Amy Schumer.
She defended him at first.
When Schumer threw him under the bus, that's when I turned on Amy Schumer. That's when I was like, all right, fuck her. You know? Because at that point, if you have no loyalty, if that's the only thing... That's the only thing you got left is you have fucking loyalty. Right? I don't give a fuck about the allegations of stealing shit. I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. It means nothing. You got a fucking person who you consider a friend, you can just stay silent. You don't even have to defend him. You can just fucking stay silent. Okay? So... Now, 2 years later, he gets his fucking... This is the first, like, public gig that he's had. He's had other stuff. But this is the first public gig that he's had. 2 years later, now they're literally trying to destroy the idea of him making money with the only thing that he knows how to do. This guy's 40 years old at this point. We spend our entire lives doing this, right? We don't. There's no backup plan. If you really give yourself to it, there's not really much of a backup plan, right? So, in essence, they're trying to fucking kill this guy, make him homeless. I don't really know what the big plan here is, right?
You're saying talking about just the one article, or is there something else that someone
no,
did?
No, there's a bunch. They're all over the place now, dude. Because that
Why
one came
is it
out
suddenly resurfacing again.
Jezebel,
because he hasn't had his name attached to a project.
The Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, and the now, views. Gotcha. Let's see. I mean, this is like all of these. Nylon, Amy Schumer writer, Kurt Metzger.
I could tell you from inside information, he's not that great.
Great?
Like, he's creepy. He's a, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, but that's not what this is about.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, the people who wrote the articles, you don't know that they don't know information that they're not allowed to actually write about, so they're just insinuating stuff.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that this specifically... is about what he wrote.
He voted to legalize rape. It's true. Check the records.
Look, the reality is, like, they're trying to take him down for Facebook posts. This is literally what they're quoting. This is what this is about. So if there's other things that you've heard or whatever else it is, no, I don't think they do that. I think that, look, they had that Aziz information for like 6 months, and they were sitting on it, and they waited to write the fucking article.
Which is a terrible article.
This is...
And the timing of that made it 10 times worse for him, having it come out like right after Weinstein and Louis.
Of course.
They
waited for it.
You would see Weinstein, Louis,
they waited
until
the day after, what, was the Golden Globes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And he was wearing that little pin. But we heard about it weeks before.
But it was horseshit. So the article literally said, like, I had to speak out when I saw him wearing that pin.
Yeah.
Literally, how many months before?
I heard about it on the Impractical Jokers cruise. It was months before.
The article was so badly written. I think it could have been easily, like, better, like, brought out into the world. But that article was just badly written.
I wanted white wine. He poured red.
Oh, my God.
Dude. What a scumbag, dude.
So here's the thing. So, no, I believe that when one of these... blogs write something like that, then everybody else jumps on it because it's easy. Everyone like, oh, the work's done for the day. I can just go and repurpose their blog. Cool. Now I have my feminist blog written, and the next one, Kurt Metzger, comedian with history of harassing women, wrote for Sacha Baron Cohen's show. Writer calls comedian Kurt Metzger pro rape, sparks outrage. That's the entire bang, sort of defending Kurt Metzger. Let's see, Nylon, pro rape comedian, Kurt Metzger is on Sacha Baron Cohen's writing staff. Yeah. So, I mean, this is, it's just irresponsible. And what is the end game? I don't really understand. So if you make a mistake on social media and you fuck up, right? So now you're never, you don't get the opportunity to ever work again.
It's ridiculous. It's just, I mean, like something that's so silly, like where your grandma goes and posts like fucking pictures of muffins is the same place that can just ruin your life. If you write some words that people don't. And like if that algorithm didn't show as many people his posts, like he'd be fine. You know what I mean? If only like 20 people liked it. Or like some, you know what I mean? It's just like so arbitrary. Posting on Facebook.
You have to watch what you post though. I mean, it's not like
you
don't.
You do, but it's stupid. Everyone pays way too much mind to this.
We all pay into it. Like we all like participate
in
this.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I don't want to be fucking held accountable for my shit, but still.
I resent social media. I feel like it's
I don't. I'm
like
on Facebook at all anymore. I don't post anything. I mean, I'll post some jokes. I don't really post anything controversial on Twitter. Once in a while, I'll give an opinion here and there. I get caught up in it, but for the most part, no.
Instagram is
I. I have a format. I have a format in the podcast to get my opinion out there. You know, and if you really want my opinion. There's different ways that you guys can get it. It's not going to be in the form of, you know, a tweet or
me either.
Or something that can be taken out of context.
I'm dyslexic as shit. I can't.
But yeah, the situation. I mean, look, dude. I don't even know what's going on with the writing situation. But it's just kind of fucked up because what is a standard in which you are destroying somebody's career? You know, I guess it was somebody else posted another thing. I guess it was a girl saying a male comic. And some fucking whatever bullshit scene somewhere in the Midwest or whatever brought her on stage and was like, this next comic's a female. She's got titties. And that's how we introed her, I guess.
No, the intro was really fucking shitty.
No, right. Because
he was doing a character, though, right?
This is what you find out. Hold on. This is what you find out. So she posts this thing. See if you can find this. So you know, and then she comes up and she goes and posts this thing about how she feels objectified or whatever else it is. And then you come to find out it's a character show and he was playing a character that specifically is supposed to be shitty. So it's a non-issue. Complete non-issue. It's just fucking batshit crazy bitches that are trying to create and kick up dust for no fucking reason at all. But the reality is that's not the standard. That's not happening at comedy clubs every night. You know, I work at real clubs. I work real clubs.
Yeah.
Okay. I watch female comedians work these same fucking clubs. And I'm not saying that it's not harder for them. I'm not saying that there aren't other things that are happening that I'm not aware to and I'm not privy to. But I'm telling you right now, there's no real clubs where the host is going up being like, next comic's coming up's got some big old fat titties. So you're gonna like these big old titties.
They're introing me.
It's just not happening. It's not happening. The idea of men murmuring rape threats in the front row to comics, just not happening. Has it happened? Probably. It's just not a regular occurrence. This is not a regular problem that female comedians are having to deal with. I am friends with female comedians. I've had not a single female comedian friend of mine. Now I'm friends with hundreds of comics.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them have ever said, oh, a guy threatened to rape me after a show. It's just not happening.
I've had female comedians who never had a show.
Yeah, this is the all right, hold that up for a second. Good. What were you saying, Caitlin?
I've never had heard of it happening at a show, but online, a lot of people would be like, all right. Like, I've had guys say they'd rape me online.
Yeah.
Like, that's. But no, not at shows.
Said that they would or that they were going to?
They would and they were going to. And
I mean, yeah, look, I believe you that you've had rape threats online, but so have I. I've had people threaten my life. I've had people threaten my kid. I've had people post
but for us, it might actually happen.
No, what are you talking about? For me, it might actually happen.
We pose where we are at all times.
So do I, and I'm at more places than you.
Nobody's raping you.
Okay. Well, what about the people that threaten violence on his kid?
He's talking about people post my address.
Yeah, no, and I'm
people
saying all that
my,
shitty.
People have sent me my address. Literally just sent me my address.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Wait, I don't remember what point we're making Antifa? Anymore.
No, my point is that it's not a standard. I'm not going like, you know, being a male comedian, dude, you know, it's just constant violent threats of violence. It's just constantly people telling me that they're gonna hurt me and my family. It's not happening. And I promise you, it's happened at a much higher volume for me than it's happened for you. I'm telling you, and I'll tell you why, because I have way more followers than you, and I'm on a bigger platform for me.
This is just him, bragging.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging.
We get it, Lewis.
The only women that are complaining about this are young, open mic women that don't have a platform. So we're talking about, this just isn't happening that much, right?
True.
So the women that are on large platforms, girls like Bonnie McFarlane or Kim, my girlfriend, she's got, you know, 20,000 Instagram followers, 10,000 Twitter followers. She's on a bunch of pretty big shows. This isn't happening to her. She's had some shitty things happen to her in comedy, but it's not the standard of a female comedian. And I think when female comedians live in that world and they go, this is just what we do, we need to fight against it. And they're creating groups and they're trying to, it's like, guys, you're just kind of creating this whole narrative for yourselves. And it's sort of reverse trolling. They're creating a world, kicking up all this dust. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Instead of just biting down your mouthpiece and going to work and just being funny, which is what everybody does that's successful. Everybody that's working clubs and that's getting anywhere in this industry, that's what they do. They're not really bitching about what they don't have. They're focusing on what they do have and what the next step is. So that's sort of the point of all of this is that, I don't really believe that's an issue. I don't believe that people are murmuring rape threats from the front row of comedy clubs. And I don't even believe that it's so much of an issue online that it needs to be any more of a discussion than, that guy sucks, block him. Because everybody fucking deals with it. Everybody.
And they have to bend and fit things like what Kurt said to fit their narrative, because otherwise they would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because if they were out there screaming like, oh, these guys are saying this and doing that, and then they have no examples of it, then the whole thing would be insane.
And so also,
somebody has to go down.
Yes.
Like the negativity, I feel like self-manifests, because it's always the girls that hate catcalling the most that I feel like have to deal with the most catcalling, because they're putting an energy out into the world that comes back to them.
I hardly ever get catcalled.
It's your energy, girl. It's because it's your energy, girl. You got to put that out there.
I get a lot of hellos and good mornings.
Oh, good morning. That's
good morning, miss.
That's today's catcall. You can't really get that.
That will be counted as a catcall.
It depends on.
It's just a perspective.
At night, I don't like it. If a guy tells me
because it's nighttime,
don't
say good morning.
Don't talk to me at night. Like, I literally, because I'm hot-headed, so like, I had a guy. He like was trying to talk to me. He's like, oh, you can't talk to me. And I turn around. I'm like, fuck you. It's nighttime. I live in Harlem. Go fuck yourself. Don't talk to me at 2 in the morning.
If someone says good morning at 2 a.m. on the J train, you go the other way.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Know, and then I feel like I also get called like, you know, this is just, in my opinion, a real conversation. This isn't like, this isn't about men's rights. This isn't about fucking women. I'm just saying, like, people that live in that world of like extremes and they're so focused on that, you'll just pick it up day and day. Like, if, you know, if you were to just, I don't know, if I was to look around the office right now to try to find things wrong with the walls and the structure, and I'm just going to find them. You're going to find them every single time. Or I can walk in and go, look how nice our studio is. And just fucking work. You know, what do you want me to say? But I can find things wrong. I guarantee you I can go in this room right now. I can find 100 things wrong.
But I think the other thing is, and I think this is the problem with women. Sometimes women don't feel like they can confront shit like that at the time that it happens. And I'm the opposite where like the thing I've had happen a lot is guys touching me after shows. Like a lot of guys who like put their arm around me, like the guys I don't know. Or like putting their arm.
What do you
up.
Mean, comics or
fans,
audience?
Like audience members?
Yeah,
and sometimes comics, but not really. I don't really care about that. But yeah, like audience members who just met me, and then I'm just like, get the fuck away from me! Don't fucking touch me!
Yeah.
And because I deal with it in that moment, I don't hold it. I don't resent it. I don't really fucking care that much. Like,
right. So they might kind of just not say anything.
But
and
yeah, I think
like,
a lot of women think they can't say shit, and it's like just fucking tell a guy off.
I got
it feels good.
I got goosed. On the street recently, my friend didn't believe me. That had this woman, like a black woman, like mid-40s and like spandex, came up behind me, just grabbed like my ass and like kind of my balls from the back.
Oh, nice!
Real quick, just like a. Wah.
Did she hear your name? Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she was like, "Give me that little white ass, give me that." And I was like, "Dude, I just got fucking groped." I was with my buddy Nimesh, and he was just like, "Shut the fuck up! No, you did not." I was like, "I swear to God, bro, the lady didn't even look back or anything."
Yeah. I have the same story.
Mookie
looked
too.
Behind me, giggling Asian businessman.
What? Yeah. That's worse. Ooh. Yeah, that's way more intimidating because he might know karate.
Yeah, and I mean, look, it's a different thing for a woman. You know, a woman.
Then
has
we can
to,
defend ourselves in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have knocked her out.
That's a very.
But if
very,
she went for it again, I would have let her.
That's a very real thing, and you know, we don't. You know, I'm not saying this in a real. And I'm not saying there's so much nuance in everybody's lives, and you know, what about this, right? What about the guy who has extreme anxiety, who can't shake hands with people, and people are constantly trying to shake his hands, right?
Yeah.
So that's
Mike Lawrence fist bumps.
Yes. Yeah. But there's something there as well. So, you know, we can't kind of create a special world for everybody. You know, we can kind of this if you have anxiety about drunk strangers approaching you, right? Mm-hmm. And that makes you feel uncomfortable, right?
Then you're never gonna fuck again.
Well, comedy may not be for you.
Yeah.
This is so there are drunk strangers approaching you at the end of every show.
You work in nightclubs.
You're working in a nightclub with alcohol, and it's like. You have to look at that and go like, shit, what am I doing? Maybe I'm a writer. Maybe I should go to a writer's room. And it's a different thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so I just feel like there's sometimes, you know, that the you're never going to fix that aspect of it. There's security. I don't know. I don't. Most of the female comics that I speak to don't feel unsafe at comedy clubs at night.
I don't feel unsafe at comedy clubs. I feel unsafe when I have to walk home. Like,
of course,
late
but that's
night.
Not a comedy thing. That
right.
is a fucking.
I know, but it is a comedy thing because like we work really late.
Get better. Take a cab.
Fuck you.
What do you want me to say, nigga? Get your shit together. Get an Uber.
I do fine. I grew up in Patterson. Remember?
Start doing brunch shows.
I don't fucking worry.
Yeah, but you know, you're now we're moving away from it being comedy specific, and it's not. It's not a comedy specific thing. That if you worked at as a waitress late at night, it's the same thing. There's a million industries where you have to walk home late at night.
Yeah.
And it's not really an unfair to female.
I think a lot of us are targets though too in general. Like I'm sure you've had. People who slightly stalk you or like are a little overzealous. Like I've had somebody get a hold of my number and like call me and ask me on a date. Well,
they had my number, dude. Justin Silver gave out my number. Here's what happened: we gave out Justin Silver's number on like episode 7 of Legion of Skanks like years ago. Like when we first started the show, we had no listeners, not even thinking about it. Then we started blowing up. So years later, somebody's like listened to it, and then they started sharing it on like social media. They started calling Justin, then Justin gave them our number. So then they just had our numbers. And for like a year, I would just answer phone calls all the time.
What kind of person just calls someone like that? It's ridiculous. You guys like, oh, I'm gonna call Lewis and say, "What's up?"
I have a 212.
What would they say?
Fucking, if somebody fucking gives out my number again, I'm gonna be so.
You have a 212 number.
I have a 212.
Were they like pranking you?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it'd just be death threats and mean shit.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Shannon, what's the number to call if people want to call? We're gonna do some questions in a minute here. 573 Gasline. If you guys want to ask a question to any of our guests today, Caitlin Rupert, Mookie Thompson, you guys can do that. 573 Gasline is the line right now. Shannon's on the lines. Also, if you're in the chat, you can do it there as well. If you guys want to join the chat, if you guys love this show, gasdigitalnetwork.com is the website. You guys can become a member of gasdigitalnetwork.com by using the promo code RAP. You get yourself a 14-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. You get access to this show's entire on-demand library, not just the 15 episodes that are on iTunes, but the entire on-demand library in HD. Episodes come out 4 days before they go to iTunes. They're ad-free. They're uncensored. We don't have to worry about the man, YouTube, trying to fucking take down our videos. Support Gas Digital. We do not fuck around. And you get the live chat so you can join the show, the conversation during the show. Right, Shannon?
Right.
Is the phone ringing?
Not yet.
573 Gasline, you cocksuckers. All right, so we're gonna I'm gonna answer some questions here in a second. Shannon, hit the question music. All right, this is coming from Twitter. This is, let's see. If you could live in any video game with all of the game's rules and creatures and perks and shit, what game would you live in?
Do you guys have like a format here, or do you just...
I'm going to Mookie.
Dude, definitely Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that shit was sick. I know I never played a lot of video games, but when I played the one, like the first like really good one, I think it was in New York or something like New York. I became obsessed with it, bro. When I every time I would leave my house, like drive my car, I would just want to crash into people and like steal a car, like just go nuts. It got into my head. I was blending the worlds together, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I became a criminal at such a young age.
There you go. Beautiful. Caitlin?
I guess Bioshock, but only if I was a little girl because I'm always looking for a daddy.
Okay, there you go.
That was an Bioshock answer and an advertisement.
Isn't that what happens when you leave your tampon in too long?
What? No.
Zach?
I was thinking Grand Theft Auto too, but I'm going to go Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Because then it's all the benefit of Grand Theft Auto with cool 80s shit.
And
much better weather, which is important.
Yeah, cocaine in Florida, that's not
Vice
bad.
City on that one.
Yeah, Vice City was dope.
I say ethnic cleansing the video game.
Wow.
Zach, you brought it up before, that's the one, dude. Kill some Jews, kill some blacks.
Cleanse yourself.
Just really not have an issue, you know?
Why do people think that you have like a Nazi bent on this show? I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
Number one alt-right Christian podcast in the world, The Realized Podcast. You guys have joined us.
It's the only rap they like.
Anything in the chat, Shannon, or on the lines? Oh, with the lines ringing. There we go. 573 Gasline is the number. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Where?
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What? I hear Shannon freaking out. Oh my God, help me. Shannon, if boobs aren't falling on the Shannon cam the next time we have it, I'm going to be very upset. What's your name? Where are you calling from? My team just tries to embarrass me. That's the problem. This is it. I'll take another one from Twitter while they try to figure that out for a second. Let's see. If you were on death row, what would your last meal be? Some famous serial killers have chosen some strange ones. Zachy, what's your last meal? Death row.
Meatloaf sandwich.
Meatloaf sandwich. Is your last meal you're ever going to have in your entire life?
Meatloaf sandwich or nachos. I'm a savory man.
Yeah. You're not going to have any dessert with it? You're not going to end with some dessert? It's your last meal ever, dude. They're about to fucking...
All right, cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It's a good meal right there. Meatloaf sandwich, cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah. I hear somebody online.
Yep.
All right, hold on. We're going to answer this other question first. Let's call it a hold for a second. Caitlin, what's your last meal? You're on death row.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Anywhere
classy,
in particular?
Classy, but not too classy. From anywhere in particular? No.
No, you just don't care.
No. The Hamptons. Just anywhere in the Hamptons.
Mookie?
Yo, I got this flip on like a chicken and waffles, which is like chicken fingers and French toast. It's off the hook, yo.
And that's it. It's the last thing you're ever going to eat in your entire life.
Well, I mean, that's just like one special meal. But I mean, how many things can you get?
Sounds like poor people food.
Nah, yo, it's
good.
You
can get a lot.
You get that at
things.
A diner, you just throw
you
it all together.
Yeah, you can get like anything.
I think you can get a on death
how
row.
Many courses are we talking?
Just one.
I would get a 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. Puff Daddy.
I don't know what they would how many things you I think you can get a lot. I think you can get like a really obnoxious amount of food.
It's actually really expensive too to put somebody to death.
Then I want to go to Sizzler.
Yeah.
And just hit that.
What would be my last meal? I mean, it would be very specific. I would think I would go with thank you. I would go with the clam chowder from Red Lobster with the cheese biscuits. This is my first course. Four of those cheesy biscuits. Yeah, those cheesy biscuits are fucking fire, doggy.
Yeah.
Man. Then my second course, I would go with a Shake Shack double cheeseburger.
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
it's a fucking really, really delicious burger. Do I have fries with it?
Why not? You're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's over.
And I'm gonna get I'm gonna get the fries from Pommes Frites down by the cellar.
Oh.
With some of that garlic mayo.
Never they're gonna mind. Be like, I want your death row meal.
I'm getting emotional right now. I'm getting emotional thinking about this last meal. It's fucking good.
They're gonna be like, well, we're only making one stop, so
no, that's this is my fucking last.
What do you
meal.
Get to go on Seamless? And
then,
what's
then
the budget?
They would have to kill you like close to New York City.
Then I'm getting a lobster roll from Luke's Lobster.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get a 6-pack of Diet Cokes in a glass bottle. In glass bottles. You know, little glass
so
bottles.
Specific.
6-pack Diet Coke. I like Diet Coke.
The Mexican Coke.
Are you going to drink all 6?
Yeah. I like the way Diet Coke tastes more. I'm a lot of salty foods right now.
Oh, diet.
I mean, right now I'm at fucking cheesy
biscuits. You're going to go diet for your last meal.
I like the way it tastes
that's
better.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Right. That's some dark shit.
Tastes better. And then for dessert, ascertain. I'm going to wrap it all up. What are we going to have for dessert? Oh, I love donuts. I'm getting misty. I think about my last meal right now. Yeah, I think I would get some... I would go get about 6 donuts, a variety from Donut Pub, of course, obviously. And a little scoop of ice cream on the side.
Gotta have some Ben and Jerry's, bro.
Good night, baby boys.
I'm addicted to
those. I love that your
pints.
Death row meal is Bob Kelly's rider.
Ah, shit. All right.
Zach Attack!
Pew, pew.
We have a caller on the line? Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What is your name? And where the fuck are you calling from? Shannon, I hate you. You're done.
No, you can hear him in the background. He is there. He's just not responding to you.
Well, it's over. Is that the only caller?
Yeah.
573 Gasoline, that was the only caller?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are fucking pathetic. Anything in the chat before we wrap this one up, Shannon? Jesus Christ. I'm done.
Everyone's probably just tired from Skankfest.
I
want to
smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
start rolling a blunt right now. You want to smoke a blunt, Mookie?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you do, son. What's the last question, Shannon?
For Zach, what upcoming horror films are you looking forward to?
Oh, fuck. There's a new Nicolas Cage movie coming out where I heard the last 40 minutes is just him killing people with chainsaws. I think it's called... it's a girl's name. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Is it Nanette?
There you go.
And what else? Anything look really good? Halloween looks okay. Hereditary was really good.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Hereditary yet, I'll definitely go see that.
And Zach's show will be starting very soon. We're still working out the details on that. Zach's... what is it called?
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Also, Shannon's The Thing Is starting very, very soon, and a couple more podcasts as well can be coming to the network very, very soon. The ever-expanding Gas Digital Network. A lot of fun stuff happening over here. Did I need to announce anything else on the show? I feel like there was another announcement that needed to be made today.
I don't think so. I have another question if you want.
You want another question? All right, give me another question.
I don't know if this is true, though. So Dope Throne says, please ask Lewis if he knows that AC/DC says the N-word in the very beginning of Highway to Hell, but I have the lyrics up and I don't see it.
They don't say the N-word in Highway to Hell. Here, let's pull up. Maybe it's just in the background.
Go ahead. Play the song.
Play the song. Go to the beginning of it.
Maybe they sampled it.
Yeah. Let's see.
I
I'm just waiting to hear it clear as day. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Never noticed that.
Go back.
She lost her bus pass.
It sounds like Digger.
Wait, go back.
Season
Rewind
Digger.
It,
seasonal
it,
Digger.
She's a nigger on a one-way what?
Ride.
Ride.
She's a nigger.
What does the lyrics say?
The lyrics say season ticket on a one-way ride. That's
no,
what the lyrics say.
No, that's not what the lyrics are. Go back. She's right.
Season ticket.
I guess they're right.
Yeah. Keep on. I want to hear more of it. Maybe there's more hidden messages in there. They're trying to. Leave me be. Check out
He said it again.
Oh, the Jew, see?
Yeah.
My friends are going to be the Jew. You keep the music going. I like the song.
This whole thing's about the Holocaust.
Yeah. Rolling a blunt to smoke with Mookie. Caitlin, you going to smoke this blunt with us?
No.
Come on, grow up, Caitlin.
I'm a nanny.
That's so cool that you're not going
to... Children.
Sorry, I should make you babysit. I keep on saying you're going to babysit my child.
Your kid's so cute. I would definitely.
Do I trust you with my child? I don't know.
I make a lot of money. I'm on retainer.
Would you babysit my child if I needed you to? You live at home.
How much do you pay?
Not that much.
Yo, I got you, bro. Don't worry,
but
man.
You're not babysitting my
yeah,
child.
Yeah, man. I'll chill with that little dude. I'd show him around.
I'd babysit your little kid.
Where in Harlem do you live?
East Harlem.
I live in Central Harlem, but you know, we're fine.
Yeah.
It's not far. All right, look. It's been a great show. It's been a fun one, guys. I love it. We figured out that feminism is wrong today. It's nice. That doesn't happen in every show.
Glad I could help.
One for the good guys.
Yeah. You know what? It's great, guys. It's the Real Ass Morning Show. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for coming to Skankfest. Thanks for overall showing your support. It's going to be a big fucking year, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of stuff happening this year. Right now, my main focus is getting ready for this fight. I'm going right after this to the gym. I'm going to go fucking pump some iron. Do a little strength and conditioning day. Yeah, I'm going to smoke weed first. And that's that. But look, we'll be back on Friday at 11 a.m. It's the Real Ass Podcast, motherfuckers.
That's all, folks.